Deep Pockets, Deeper Breaths by Hippo Fox. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of Andrew Hussey.
And I must say, a right dad-blasted humdinger of a party you throw, good sir. Such a divine spread of confectionaries and ocular delights as far as the eye can see.
Roxy leans back in her gamer chair and takes a long slurp of her beverage, zooming in one-handed on Jake and Jane as they kiss up to Skeevy McSketchface, a.k.a. Richie Rich Von Sex Criminal, a.k.a. their Mark. He's dressed and decorated his house with a level of opulence so tasteless that Roxy would almost be on board with it, if she didn't have a rotten pile of evidence, tits high, of where all that money came from.
"So glad to hear that you're enjoying this evening's festivities,"
says Foul Shady Butt, his eyes raking over Jake's expensive suit and Jane's form-fitting off-the-shoulder dress. Roxy can hardly blame him for that, at least.
"When I learned that such esteemed individuals as yourselves would be in attendance, I just had to pull out all this stuff."
His grin is unrefined and greedy. Roxy snorts at just how true that statement is. Big McShady and his underlings had been scuttling around like ants on drippy ice cream ever since her crew set their bait. Jake and Jane, posing as newlywed multimillionaires honeymooning abroad, had been dropping heavy hints that they were looking for a certain brand of entertainment, and were willing to drop a pretty penny to get it. Jane responds, her face taking on an exaggerated expression of disdain as she looks around at the crowds of rich people stuffing their faces with gold-encrusted canapes.
"It is rather nice here, I suppose. But I had been hoping... never mind."
Roxy is impressed by Jane's ability to keep disgust off her face as Gagfest Supreme leans in towards her, captivated.
No, please, go on. What is the beautiful lady's desire?" "Oh, only that... oh, golly. But talking on and on just becomes so dreary eventually, doesn't it? Especially as honeymooners."
She slips her hand into the crook of Jake's arm and smiles up at him, fluttering her eyelashes. Jake gives his most rakish grin in return, and Roxy doesn't think it's fake when Jane's face breaks out in a flush.
"Righto, my dear. What say we make our own entertainment then, shall we? Perhaps... back at our hotel?"
He winks unsubtly. Nasty Smith's face falls.
"Oh, but you came all this way. Surely you aren't thinking of leaving us so soon?"
Jane's brows quirk, like she's giving that some serious contemplation.
"Well, true, we did brave rather a lot of traffic to get here. I don't suppose there might be anything else your party has to offer us, sir? Possibly something more invigorating to whet our appetite."
She stares him down until understanding dawns on Lord Revolting's face.
"Ah, I see. So word of them. Quality of entertainment on offer at my little shindigs has spread even the York corner of the world."
Jane gives him a private kind of smile.
"We may have heard an intriguing tale or two."
His responding expression is downright lecherous.
"In that case, ride this way."
Jake and Jane follow gem-encrusted Assbot into his study. This dude's got more cameras in his own house than a housewife's set, so Roxy has no trouble following them.
"There is, of course, the small matter of the fee,"
Frilly Fiasco says, getting right down to business as soon as the door's closed. He sits at his desk and steeples his fingers, flanked by four imposing bodyguards. Paranoid much?
"Indubitably."
Jake reaches into the inside pocket of his suit jacket. Glitter casualty sleazeman raises a hand.
"Untraceable?"
Jake rolls his eyes.
Yes. "What kind of gentleman do you take me for? Some dunder-headed ignoramus?"
He produces a stack of large bills. Starchy Crack's eyes light up as he reaches over his desk and retrieves the money, rifling through it briefly.
"Marvelous."
He passes the stack to one of the guards behind him, who promptly exits the room.
"Durkey, that's your guy. You see him?"
Roxy leans into the microphone.
"On it."
A handsome, spiky-haired waiter starts weaving his way through the crowd in the direction of the retreating guard.
"Now that that's settled,"
McSketchface, so is a repeat, sue her, she's running out of terrible nicknames, continues.
"Allow me to welcome you to paradise."
Jake and Jane are led via secret bookshelf passage. Oh, this guy would be so cool if he didn't suck like a shop vac full of turds. To the one place in the house that Roxy didn't have eyes on. She'd labeled it the Drac spot on her map and everything. She flips on the hidden cameras in Jake's bow tie and Jane's decolletage and watches as Sir Sucks-a-Lot punches a code into the heavily guarded door. There's like 8 more guards standing around them, all wearing formidable-looking face masks that obscure their features. The door beeps as it unlocks, and a skeevy McFuck throws it open and gestures inside.
Right this way.
The gasp Roxy lets out as the camera reveals the inside of the room is sharp and involuntary. Rows of individuals are chained to the dark red walls. Just the one glance is enough to make her queasy. She sets down her novelty mug and triple checks to confirm that this whole thing is being recorded. As soon as she wipes all traceable evidence of her crew's presence here, she is sending this guy away for a long, long freaking time.
Marvelous.
Jake stutters, apparently reaching the limit of what he can act his way through. Jane puts a hand to his shaking elbow. Mr. Days Are Numbered crosses the room and begins lighting some candles. There's a bed on one wall with silky-looking sheets scattered with rose petals, stacked high with scratchy-looking bedazzled throw pillows, several pairs of fuzzy zebra-striped handcuffs, an industrial-sized bottle of lube. Roxy's eyes skim over them with a dry swallow.
Don't hesitate to call the guards, should you need any assistance.
Deadman Walking says cheerfully, oblivious or uncaring of Jake and Jane's stiff demeanors.
Although I doubt you will. Our methods are extremely effective.
He throws them a lecherous wink. Jane manages a smile.
Lovely.
Roxy silently applauds her, made of steel, that lady. He finishes with the candles, ending by lighting a stick of incense. He sets the lighter down and brushes off his hands.
I'll just leave you two to it then. Have fun, kids.
And with that, he takes off back down the hallway. Roxy turns on her mic the moment he's gone.
OMG, are you guys okay? I feel like I'm gonna barf and I'm not even there.
Fine enough, all things considered,
Jane says. She coughs and wafts incense smoke away from her face.
Let's just get this over with quickly. Come on, Jake.
All that comes through Jake's mic is a high whimper. Jane slips her hand into the crook of his elbow again, but this time as a lever to drag him bodily towards the far wall. The faces there look up at him warily.
Hello there,
Jane says.
Would you mind answering a few of our questions?
Silence greets her.
Are you here of your own free will?
More silence.
Fine, I'll bite. I'm sure fucking not.
Someone across the room eventually snarls. Jane moves over to the talkative one, kneeling down.
Could you please tell me how you got here, then? What's the point? You'll be just like the rest of them either way.
They spit on the ground.
We don't intend to lay a hand on you, actually,
Jane says. Their eyes are like flint.
You're still going to.
Roxy.
Roxy's attention is pulled away by the quiet timbre of Dirk's voice in her ear. His calm is so clear it's like he's standing right behind her. She flips another monitor to Dirk's current location. He's standing in front of the estate's large safe with a rolling serving cart. The guards are nowhere to be seen.
Yeah?
She says.
Are you ready with the fingerprint override?
She sits up.
Damn, boy, you already cracked the number lock? I mean, I could do it faster, but how'd you ditch the guards?
You know I have my ways,
he says, meaning she'll have to wait till later to get the graphic, juicy details. She sighs dramatically.
Fine. Be all mysterious if you want. Fingerprint overriding coming.
This part of the plan is a familiar dance. She and Dirk execute the physical and technological components in perfect sync, and he's in and out with the goods like clockwork. She cracks her knuckles. This some bitch ain't gonna know what hit him. And Roxy's crew is hitting hard.
I told you all I can. Now get the fuck out of here. There's no time.
Well, that sounds really, really bad. Roxy turns back to Jane and Jake on the other monitor. Jane is standing up quickly and walking to the door, Jake hot on her heels.
Roxy, I need an exit route,
she mutters.
things may imminently be headed sideways.
Both ways are guarded, hon. Can you talk your way through? What's wrong? Where's the fire?
I have been informed that we may have been drugged.
Jane bites up.
I'm feeling off, and Jake is looking at me strangely.
Roxy blows out a low whistle.
Shit. Okay. Sending Dirk to your location.
Dirk, outside, loading their loot into the getaway limo, drops everything and heads back inside at a fast walk. Jane makes a strange noise as she throws open the door, and Roxy sees her and Jake stumble out into the hallway. The guards all quickly put hands to their weapons.
Gentlemen, we are finished with the services and would like to depart. My husband is feeling rather unwell, you see,
Jane says waveringly. Now that she's got a better view, Roxy sees Jake has slumped over Jane's shoulder, unconscious. Jane is sweating, her feet braced to hold him up. Wait, back that up. Roxy drops her feet off the desk and leans closer, her mouth dropping open. Jake is slumped over Jane's shoulder, sure, but his hands are actively squeezing her boobs, his mouth moving along her neck. It seems Jane has her feet braced to hold herself up. The guards look at each other. One of them shrugs. Another one gestures with his gun and starts walking down the hallway in the opposite direction from where they came.
All right, thank you.
Jane minces her way down the hallway after him, pressing her hand against the wall as she goes. Once they're away from the larger group of guards, she firmly taps Jake's cheek several times. Roxy watches as Jake's head bobs upwards, his hands dropping to her hips. Jane bites her lip and furrows her brow as his hands stroke along her side, drifting towards the front. The guard ushers them out a one-way door into a service hallway. He points to a door labeled Guest Room, and then disappears back down the hall. The moment they're alone, the tension in Jane's shoulders falls away. She lets out a moan and turns, pressing Jake against the door and pulling him down into a kiss. Jake's moan is even louder, his hands bunching in her skirt and pulling it up several inches.
Oh, fuck.
Roxy hisses through her teeth.
What?
Dirk asks. Oops, she forgot her mic is live. He's about halfway to their location, following the navigation she sent him. Roxy switches to a private comm.
This is about to get real awkward, Destry. I don't know what substance Pervy McNasty laced him with, but it looks like it might be some kind of sex drug, because they just started macking right out in the open hallway. Like, they're getting real down and dirty. Like, I think I'm about to see some moop.
Jane opens Jake's suit jacket, grabs the front of his shirt, and rips.
Great jumping Jehoshaphat!
Jake exclaims, staring at her in awe. Roxy swallows. He's not the only one. Jane presses her hands against his chest and stands on her toes, leaning into his ear.
I am going to fuck you until your legs cease to function.
Boy, howdy, yes, please.
Jake groans. His hands slide her dress up further as she starts unbuttoning his pants.
Dirkie, hurry up, I'm about to get a show,
Roxy mutters. She breathes out as Dirk skates around the corner, lunging forward and grabbing Jane by the armpits as she tries to sink to her knees.
We need to go.
He informs her.
A bit busy at the moment,
she clips, trying to shake him off.
Well, let's take this busy to the car. This ain't part of the plan.
And whose plan is that exactly?
Jane snaps.
That's right, mine. And I say there's a change in plans.
She reaches towards Jake again. Dirk drags her further away.
You're both compromised.
Rick, yes, we're compromised.
Jake groans. He starts undoing his bow tie.
Jake, no, the camera's in there, that's evidence!
Roxy hisses. He doesn't acknowledge her, but she sighs in relief when he leaves the fabric dangling around his neck. Dirk manages to drag Jane further down the hallway, although it's extremely slow when she's equal parts resisting him and running her hands along his body. His nostrils flare as she gets her face close to his, mouthing along his jaw.
You smell like chemicals,
he says flatly.
The incense.
You and Jane say/moan in unison. Jane's hands try to pull Dirk's shirt out of his pants. Suddenly an alarm starts blaring, the hallway flashing red. Roxy scrambles over the keyboard, searching for the source. She spits out a curse.
Shit, guards searching for a waiter matching into Scrippy Destry. They're covering the exits.
Jane laughs.
Oh, dear Mr. Strider, sounds like you're going to have to get out of this disguise.
Dirk's sigh is loud on the comms.
She's right. You got me a location to do that, Rux?
She starts looking.
Not really any rooms off this hallway other than that guest room, and, well, that option's complicated.
Complicated how?
Dirk is losing the battle with Jane to keep his shirt intact. She rips off a couple of the top buttons, cooing compliments at him. Jake sneaks up behind him, grabbing his hips, and starts kissing the exposed section of his shoulder. Dirk looks pained. Roxy's face scrunches up apologetically.
Complicated as in an incense-filled orgy room full of party guests?
Well, shit.
Roxy gets a ping from her security system.
Dang. Dirk, you got incoming.
How many?
5, she winces.
Look, I know you're good, D-Stry, but I don't like your odds when our muscle and tactician are actively trying to get you nakey.
It's working, too. Dirk can't seem to quite get himself to stop them as Jake sucks kisses into every inch of skin that Jane reveals. Dirk is silent on the line for a couple of seconds. Then,
Jane, I'll let you finish getting me out of my disguise if we take this in there.
He jerks his thumb towards the nearby door. Jane stops, accosting Dirk, and smiles.
Well, why didn't you say so sooner, Mr. Strider?
Grabbing him by his belt, she opens the door, releasing a cloud of incense.
Oh, yes, superb!
Jake exclaims and follows them inside. At least a quarter of the guest list appears to have made their way into this room. There's a whole lot of skin showing and not a whole lot of clothes. Another stick of that nasty sex incense spills ash on the table next to the door, almost completely burnt through.
Empty alcove to your left,
Roxy says to the three of them, clearing her throat and forcing a professional tone. Jake takes a step towards the writhing bodies, and Dirk grabs his wrist, pulling him along as Jane beelines for the alcove. Dirk draws the curtain shut while Jane and Jake crawl into the bed together. Still facing the curtain, Dirk starts mechanically unbuttoning his shirt. Jake and Jane cheer. Then he opens his belt, unbuttoning his pants, and... Blushing, Roxy flips to some of the other cameras. The 5 guards have passed, heading straight for the nearest exit, and the rest of the guards are busy searching elsewhere. The coast seems to be clear, for now.
Strider, where in the dickens are you going?
Jake moans. Roxy flips back.
To steal a change of clothes,
Dirk says. The smoke swirls in eddies around the hard planes of his mostly naked body. Professional Roxy is being professional. She is totes looking professionally as he moves the curtain.
You don't need that. Come join us on the bed,
Jake insists. Jake is sitting on the end of the bed with Jane behind him, her hand down the open front of his pants.
Dirk,
Jane says. Her voice velvet-lined steel.
Look at us.
Dirk hesitates, his head turning towards them just slightly.
Bad idea, Dirk,
Roxy warns.
Dirk, look.
Jane calls again. Her arm starts moving purposefully. Jake tips his head back on her shoulder and moans,
Dirk, please.
Dirk's head turns further. Jane pulls fabric out of the way, revealing her hand, working up and down Jake's shaft. The line of Dirk's throat bobs, and Roxy puts her hand to her forehead.
Shit. Roxy,
Dirk says, his voice cracks slightly. Roxy straightens, adjusting her clothes.
Yeah?
The getaway car. You can drive it remotely.
Ovs? Not like I was going to let any of you drive it while you're all that deep in the sauce.
Get it out of here, now. Make it flashy.
Roxy's eyes go wide.
Wait, you want me to strand you there?
Dirk takes a heavy step towards them like he's sleepwalking. Jake leans forward, pulling him by the hip. As Jake looks up at him over his glasses, his hands sliding to push Dirk's boxer briefs down his hips. Dirk slowly starts to bend forwards like he's been trapped in an inexorable gravity well.
Now, Roxy, please, buy us time.
And then he bows his head and presses his lips to Jake's.
That's the spirit, Mr. Strider.
Jane laughs. She scoots backward, pulling them with her, until they're all collapsed on top of each other on the bed. She caresses their arms and shoulders as Jake traps Dirk's hips with his legs and locks his ankles, rutting them together.
Shit. Okay.
Roxy mutters, tearing her eyes away. She turns on the remote driving controls and fires up the limo, revving the engine several times before sending it screaming across the parking lot. Guards come running from all directions as she careens the vehicle over a curb, bouncing it out and down the street towards the highway. Punchworthy McTerrible runs out and starts shouting orders, gesturing at the guards and several nearby vehicles.
"Hey, Roxy,"
Jane calls. Dread drops into the bottom of Roxy's stomach, stirring there with something she's usually more eager to acknowledge.
"Look."
Roxy's eyes are dragged back to their screen. Jane is smirking up at the camera, eyes strikingly blue against her heavy evening makeup. Slowly, she pulls down the front of her dress. Roxy must have made a noise because Jane flashes her dimples, hands sliding to frame and massage her bangin' rack. Roxy swallows, pressing her thighs together.
"You're watching, aren't you? That's okay. We want you to watch, don't we, boys?"
The boys, lips still locked together and grinding against each other, don't respond. Jane grabs them by the ears.
"Don't we, boy?"
Jake breaks away from Dirk's mouth with a gasp.
"Yes, Roxy, we do."
Jane shakes Dirk a little. He agrees. As soon as she lets him go, his mouth starts traveling down Jake's chest. Without even a glance, Roxy presses the button to activate the limo's self-driving feature. Dirk, otherwise occupied, Jake's mouth finds Jane's again. His hand comes up to fondle her breast, and she moans against his lips. Roxy bites her thumb. Fuck. Dirk finally gets his face in between Jake's legs. He wraps a hand around them, mouthing delicately at the head. And Jake whimpers, hips thrusting forwards. Dirk holds still and lets him push deep into his mouth. The slick, wet sound right up in Roxy's ears is downright obscene. She groans, her hand pressing between her legs.
"Dirk! Holy moly!"
Jake exclaims, turning from Jane to gape down at him. Dirk looks up through his eyelashes and starts bobbing his head, mouth working around the shaft. Jake groans, arching his back and grabbing onto Dirk's shoulders. Jane frowns. She shimmies out from under Jake while he's distracted, climbing off the bed to walk around behind Dirk, dress pooling on the ground around her feet. She stands there, arms crossed, like some kind of slighted, seething sex daddy, watching him bring Jake to the edge. Jake starts babbling praises and interjections, and eventually choked off cries about getting close. Dirk gives a satisfied hum. Jane climbs back on the bed behind Dirk, grabs him by the hair, and pulls him upright against her chest. Jake gives a forlorn cry. Dirk rocks back against her, unfocused, panting, a long trail of spit, connecting his mouth to the tip of Jake's cock.
"I don't remember giving you permission to do that,"
Jane informs him.
"My crew. My plan, remember?"
Jake's hands fist in the sheets.
"Oh, God's breath, will one of you please go back to touching me?"
Dirk blinks up at her several times before responding.
"Okay. What's the plan?"
Jake shoves him back down onto his hands and pushes him forwards, making him crawl over Jake's body until they're face to face. Jake lifts his head and kisses him passionately, sloppily, desperately, but Jane just pushes Dirk forwards again, making him position his knees on either side of Jake's head.
"We take turns riding him,"
Jane says.
"Me first. Jake will help get you prepared. While you wait."
Roxy moans, slaps a hand over her mouth, and then finally remembers to mute her microphone. Jake starts chanting a series of
"Oh, yes!"
and
"Please!"
squirming against the bed. His cock bounces against his belly, leaving a wet mark.
"Lube?"
Dirk asks.
"Do you really need it?"
Jane smirks. Dirk shifts on his knees. Roxy turns her mic back on.
"On the table, there's..."
"Very well, you can start with this,"
Jane interrupts with an exaggerated sigh. She takes Jake's wrist and guides it between her legs. Jake's groaning exhale shoots straight to Roxy's core, her hand already circling herself again and again. Jane's eyelashes flutter shut. Eventually, his hand emerges again, two fingers shiny slick.
Criminy,
Jake breathes, sliding his thumb across his fingertips. Jane heaves a shuddering breath, then appears to collect herself. Go on and share now, don't be shy, she says. Jake reaches up and presses his fingers to Dirk's hole. Dirk makes a soft noise that might count as a moan.
Come on, Strider, open up,
Jane orders. Jake's fingers make several small circles, then push in again. Dirk breathes in, the sound interrupted by a shudder. On the exhale, one of Jake's fingers starts to sink in. Roxy leans back in her chair and shoves her hand in her underwear, spreading her knees so she can press a finger inside of herself. She matches the slow motion of Jake on the screen, shuddering at the not-quite-enough ache. Jane takes Jake in her hand and starts rubbing him between her legs. Jake moans, causing Dirk to shudder and allow another knuckle length of progress. Roxy can't take it. She adds another finger.
Good.
Jane moans approvingly. Her free hand drifts up and toys with her breast. Her eyes connect with the camera again, and Roxy freezes. Can Jane see her?
Are you being good for us too, Roxy?
Jane purrs. Roxy shudders and stays silent, locked in place with her fingers pressed inside herself.
I want you dripping. When we get back there, Roxy, do I have to go over there and make you scream myself?
Roxy gasps, clenching around her fingers. Her mic is still live, and Jane's eyes gleam, her lips curling upwards.
That's better.
Dirk collapses forwards on his elbows.
More. Please. I can take...
Jake grabs him by the hips and replaces his finger with his tongue. A real groan escapes from Dirk's lips, whole body convulsing like it's not what he expected. He trembles. Hips twitching as Jake's tongue disappears inside.
Yes!
Jane cries. She widens her legs and starts sliding Jake inside. Jake lets out a long, extended sound of pleasure, the other two shuddering, echoing him. Roxy presses her palm down on her clit, arching out of her chair. She can feel her sweat dripping down her spine. She wants Jake's hips buck. As she starts riding Jake in earnest, her tits bounce hypnotically. Roxy vividly imagines how they would feel, how her nipples would taste as she sucks on them, how they would look if Roxy were the one underneath them. She's making uncontrollable little noises now, bucking up into her hand. Jake turns his face into Dirk's leg with a gasp.
Cramps, Jane, you beautiful thing. Oh, I'm going to...
Jane rises on her knees and dismounts, working him over with her hand.
Come.
Jake writhes. Nails digging into Dirk's hips and then spins, striping all over his own chest and up Dirk's thighs. Dirk twitches as it spatters across him. Roxy presses her hands to her mouth, stifling her moans against her palm.
Not you, Roxy,
Jane says, with a glance camerawards. Roxy snatches her hand out of her underwear, gripping the armrest and panting loud. Fuck, 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 she almost...
Put those fingers in your mouth. Keep them out of trouble from me.
Jane is still looking right at Roxy through the camera. Hand trembling, Roxy does as she says, tasting herself on her tongue. She squirms. This is really not helping.
Jake.
Comes Dirk's broken voice, his hips hitching on air.
Please.
Jake stares up at Dirk, his eyes glazed and a mouth hanging open. Then his hand comes up, two fingers, and he starts pressing back in. Dirk is silent, save for the shuddery way he breathes. Jake's progress is faster now, sinking deeper and deeper with each motion. Jane's hand moves between her legs, watching them with her lip between her teeth. When Jake adds a third finger, Jane speaks.
So selfish you're being, Dirk. Focused on your own pleasure when there's a mess to clean up.
Dirk's head rises, turning slightly in her direction. He shudders as Jake's knuckles catch on his rim and then push in.
Get up,
she orders. Roxy leans forward, holding her breath, but Dirk pushes to his hands and then, wobbling, upright on his knees.
No, not like that,
Jane says. She grabs Dirk by the hair again, pulling him off of Jake and to the side. Dirk cooperates, moving so she barely has to pull him. Jake's hand falls to his lap, fondling himself. She hauls Dirk upright, facing Jake's torso, and leans in close, one breast pressed against him as she closely inspects the side of his face. Dirk stares forward, face betraying nothing. besides his hard breathing and the flush spreading from his neck to his ears.
"So you are still going to obey me, then?"
she asks, her expression the same as when she's dressed in full tactical gear, reprimanding them for taking practice scenarios less than seriously. Roxy clenches at the memory, her hand creeping back south.
"Yes,"
Dirk says immediately. Jane tips her hand to the side, like she almost doesn't believe him.
"Then clean up your crewmate's mess,"
she shoves on the back of his head, dipping him towards Jake's chest.
"Yes, ma'am,"
Dirk says. And when she presses him against Jake's skin, he obediently starts licking, tongue dragging through cum and sweat.
"So good at cleaning up our messes, aren't you, Dirk?"
she hums.
"Always there, ready to lend a hand when one of us slips up. Always so perfect, so faultlessly in control. I dream about you sometimes, did you know? Of seeing that mask slip and all the pieces of you shatter apart."
Dirk shudders silently, his eyes closing. Jane pushes him forwards until he's forced to catch himself with a hand on Jake's abdomen.
"How do we get to the you behind the mask, Dirk? Maybe you need to be defiled, Will you open up if we drag you down into the dirt with us?"
She presses his face against an uncleaned section of Jake's chest. And he lays there, tongue hanging out, breathing raggedly. Her hand slides through his hair, mussing it up.
"Well, Janie, I hardly think Dirk's heroic streak could count as a bad thing,"
Jake protests, hand stroking across Dirk's back.
"Oh, of course not. In fact, it's essential to the functionality of our crew. I've just always thought it was an attempt to compensate for something."
Jane leans in, continuing to massage the spikes out of his hair, and whispers,
"That's right, isn't it? Do you want us to break you down and deliver judgment on what we find? Are you looking for absolution?"
Dirk shivers all the way up his body and nods, face sliding against Jake's chest.
"That's what I thought."
She releases his hair, and he resumes cleaning at double the speed, tongue lapping upwards to the farthest stripe at Jake's throat without her guidance. Jake groans as he catches a nipple along the way, hand moving on his cock.
"Christ alive, I thought I'd be free of it once I got my rocks off, but it's already dragging me right back under." "About time,"
Jane says.
"Do you know how long I've been waiting? Oh, Janie, how boorish of me. Please,
shh." She places a hand to Jake's lips.
"No more running your mouth for you."
She takes Dirk's place over his face, but turns in the opposite direction, her knees towards his torso.
"You know what to do, don't you, Jake?" "Why, of course. What do you take me for, an inexperienced—"
She smothers him between her thighs.
"What did I just say? Shush."
Only slick noises emerge from Jake's mic after that. Roxy swallows thickly, the back of her hand damp as she slips her fingers back inside herself. Jane's eyes flutter closed briefly, then open again, pointing at Dirk.
"All right, Dirk, that's enough penance. Let's see if you're ready. Show me."
Dirk straddles Jake's chest, displaying himself to her. She parts his cheeks, inspecting, her fingertip tracing his puffy rim and then barely pressing inside.
"So good for us even now, aren't you, Dirk? A good boy."
A small noise escapes him. He clenches his mouth shut. Jane laughs softly.
"Is that your secret crime? A desire for our approval? Our affection?"
There's pain in his eyes, visible only to Roxy's camera.
"Selfish,"
he says. Jane's hands brush along his thighs, through Jake's cum splattered there. She slides through it and starts rubbing it into his skin, his ass.
"Oh, yes. So selfish, absorbing our filth, tainting yourself for us. Selfishness. Such an ignoble motivation for those actions. Roxy, stop touching yourself."
"Fuck, Janie, how'd you know?"
she croons. Her hand snaps back to the armrest.
"Because I know you.
she says archly.
Just like I know Dirk. And Jake, my whole crew. And of the four of us, you're the only one holding back, Mr. Strider.
She leans in close to his ear.
You say the real you is selfish. Prove it.
Dirk closes his eyes. Loose hair flopping into his face, finally he nods. And something in his shoulders loosens. He snags the lube off the bedside table and applies a generous amount to his hand. He knocks Jake's hand away from his cock and lines them up. Jake moans. Dirk makes a broken sound. His thighs clench around Jake's hips, head tipping back, and he begins to ride him. The limo auto-driving feature pings, indicating its arrival at their hideout, and Roxy is forced to drag herself away to click through the local security footage. The limo has some stray bullet holes, but has successfully evaded pursuit. It takes her 2 tries to open the garage.
Oh, Jake, right there.
Jane groans, her thighs trembling.
There, 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 oh.
He moans with her louder, his hands coming up to stroke from her thighs to hips and ass over and over as Jane shakes apart above him. His feet slide against the sheets, trying to find purchase to thrust up into Dirk, but Dirk presses him back down, moving faster, his mouth hanging open. Jane gasps, her hands falling forward, her hips still grinding insistently on Jake's face.
I see you, Strider. I see what you are,
she growls. Dirk flinches and groans, head bowed, hips snapping mechanically downwards.
You're a greedy slut, aren't you? An endless well of need. Tell me, will you stop if he comes? Or keep going, taking and taking as if it will fill that empty hole in you?
Dirk's hand jerks between his legs.
Thunk!
He bites out. His orgasm is frantic, movements devolving into an uncoordinated convulsion, and Jake grabs him by the waist, bouncing Dirk on top of him. Jane cries out, a second orgasm, throwing her head back, and then another and another, all of Jake's muscles tense, and then he grows still. And Dirk moans, cum leaking down his legs.
Hands on the desk! Roxy!
Jenny, please!
Roxy sobs, her underwear is a sopping mess, the pressure of her thighs alone almost enough to send her past the point of no return. Jane climbs off of Jake, pulling Dirk down into Jake's arms.
Find us an exit route, with a minimum of guards, and a hijackable vehicle, and maybe I'll reward you when we get home.
Dirk, face buried in Jake's neck, starts grinding himself against Jake's hip. Jake looks up at Jane, expression hopeful, and holds out his other arm. She tips forward, kissing him. He groans against her mouth, his cock stirring again.
Just one more hour and we'll leave,
Jane says, hand drifting between Jake's legs. Roxy thumps her head against her desk and swears,
fuck!
The Homestuck Fan Author Coalition is a place for authors to write, brainstorm, discuss, and collaborate. Link available in description. The music is The Girl in the Chair by Sam Gabriel. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find links to other stories that I've read, my Discord server, and ways to support me. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.